This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
Today is No Smoking Day, and here on Insight, we're highlighting the benefits to your health and the health of others by stopping smoking. Now, when we think about that, we probably think about your lungs, we think about cancer, we think about the damage that smoking does to the body internally. What we often don't think about, though, is damage to your eyes, because smoking does have a link to sight loss. Dr. Dolores Conroy is with us. She's from the charity Fight for Sight. They help raise funds, which is then put into eye research across the UK. Dolores, we're looking at smoking here. So how does it affect the eye?
Well, as you pointed out, I mean, most people know the association between smoking and lung cancer and smoking and heart disease. And a lot of people are not aware that smoking does affect the eye. And many eye diseases are associated with the harmful processes that occur during exposure to cigarette smoke. And we commonly think about age-related macular degeneration, which is the leading cause of sight loss in people over 65. But in addition to AMD, other eye conditions such as cataract, some of the retinal ischemias, as well as thyroid eye disease, are actually accelerated by cigarette smoking. But I suppose we're most worried about AMD because there are about 500,000 people in the UK who have impaired vision because of AMD. And it's estimated that about 52,000 of those are visually impaired, probably due to smoking-related effects. So it is a serious problem, and the awareness is obviously still not there in relation to the effect of smoking on eye health.
You mentioned AMD, or age-related macular degeneration, which is a huge cause of sight loss. As the name suggests, it's with growing old. We are growing older. We're living longer, and that condition becoming more prevalent. But I probably wasn't aware myself, Dolores, that there are other effects. So, what then does the smoke do to the eye?
Well, there's a huge amount of chemicals in tobacco smoke, and they're all extremely toxic. For example, smoke can contain things like arsenic, formaldehyde, ammonia, and these chemicals are actually transported into the delicate tissues in the eye through the bloodstream, and they actually damage the structure of the cells. There's been a huge amount of work being done in the laboratory to try and understand the actual mechanisms. Also, the tar in cigarette smoke is likely to contribute to the formation of drusen, and we've often hear about drusen formation, especially in relation to dry AMD. And these drusen are fatty acid deposits in the retina, the very, very early signs of AMD. And research has shown that inhaling cigarette smoke speeds up the aging process by increasing the activity of free radicals, which may lead to the build-up of these drusen in the eye. In addition, the toxic effect, they are damaging the oxygen-derived molecules or radicals, which reduces the body's ability to regenerate the cells. So the action of these free radicals has caused oxidative stress, and it's the major theory of actually why we age. Another way cigarette smoke could damage the eyes is by affecting the amount of oxygen that's reaching the actual blood circulation of the eye. This circulation is called the choroid, and it's made up of really tiny blood vessels. And we know that smoking actually damages these vessels, just like it damages the vessels in the heart. So there is lots of evidence out there of the toxic effects of cigarette smoke in the eye.
So if you have a condition, it could accelerate and aggravate the condition. But even if you don't have an eye condition, then the chances are it could perhaps help the onset of sight loss as well.
Absolutely. I mean, as I said, it is associated with a special type of cataract called nuclear cataract. Also, it's really, anybody who has thyroid eye disease, one of the things they're told, you must stop smoking. The incidence is much higher. They don't really understand how it aggravates the condition. But clearly, for age-related macular degeneration, we know that current smokers are up to four times more likely to have AMD than people who have never smoked. We know that smokers are more likely to develop age-related macular disease up to 10 years earlier than those who have never smoked. And we know that their AMD is likely to progress faster and to be less responsive to treatment. And the interesting thing is, new research now is showing that secondhand smoke is also likely to increase your risk.
Dolores, some worrying news there, and indeed news which should sort of say to people, stop smoking, you know, not just harming yourself, but the secondhand smoke as well, and really highlighting the damage that can cause to the eye. Just finally, Dolores, if people would like to find out any more information about Fight for Sight, its work and its fundraising, how do they get in touch?
You can contact us by telephone on 0207 264 3900, or if you would like to hear about our fundraising, our events, or what we're doing in the charity, you can also look on the web and you can find us at www.fightforsight.org.uk.
Dolores Conroy, thank you for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Thank you.
This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.